have time to do a whole Bible study on Revelation 13, but Revelation 13 in dispensations is during a time that we call the Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation is a time when God goes back to dealing with Israel mainly. Tonight, God is dealing with Gentiles. That's what most of us are, Gentile. If you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. A Gentile is anybody who's not a Jew. Now, in the Old Testament, God dealt with those Jews and brought them out, and He gave them the Ten Commandments, and He gave them the Sabbath day, and He gave them all that stuff. And then when the Lord came, and you know, that He opened the door, and Gentiles started getting saved. Now everybody in the whole world has a chance to be saved. When the rapture comes and we leave this world, then God's dealings mainly go back to Israel. And that's what's happening during here. Now the signs that I'm going to show you tonight are all pointing to this time. Ladies and gentlemen, where they have never been a time like we're seeing tonight. And I want to challenge anybody who's hearing me on the internet, wherever this is going tonight, it goes all over the world, people from other states, all over the country will be watching this live tonight. I challenge anybody anywhere listening, if you are an atheist hearing my voice and ever hear this message, you have a major obstacle to overcome, and that obstacle is you tell us how come everything is working out exactly like that old book said that it would. I'd be worried about that if I was an atheist. If I was an atheist, I'd say, oh, the Bible ain't true. Isn't it weird how everything's happening just like it said it would? I'm going to show you that tonight. The Bible said there'd be earthquakes, in major increase of earthquakes. We have seen a 6,000% increase of earthquakes in the last 20 to 30 years. 6,000%. The Bible said there'd be wars and rumors of wars. Nations fighting again. Here it is, 2015. People still can't get along with each other. Hate, killing, stealing, robbing, murder. There's more hate in the world today than there's ever been. And all the peace plans and all the peace treaties we signed, and the man is doing just like God said it would in the Bible. You know what the Lord said? It's going to get worse and worse and worse till that trumpet sounds and me and you leave out of here. And it could happen tonight. Sure could. And then He said all kinds of things are going to happen. Now look here in Revelation 13, and I want you to look at verse number 1. We're going to make a quick scan of this chapter. Very quick. Revelation 13, 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea. That sea represents the masses of mankind. And I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. A beast in the book of Revelation represents a king or a kingdom. So this king comes up out of the masses of people. This one world leader that's going to rule the whole world. And then it said He had 7 heads, 10 horns. We aren't going to all that common market stuff and all that tonight. And on His horn, 10 crowns, and He had the names of blasphemy. Verse 2, the beast which I saw was like a leopard. Why does it compare Him to a leopard? A leopard is a totally integrated animal. It represents the three races, black, brown, white. White skin on His belly, the black spots, the brown skin. It's a total integration of all the races in the world. And He said His feet was the feet of a bear. We'll go into that later. Mouth of a lion. And the dragon, representing the devil, gave Him his seat and great authority. Now, look at verse 3. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Now, think about that just a second. Let's just assume, I don't know this, this is speculation. A lot of great Bible teachers teach that the Antichrist will have a wound in his head, probably in his right eye, in this section right here, and he's going to be killed during the tribulation. And the whole world's going to love him already. Then he's killed. And the whole, every camera, CNN, ABC, CBS, Fox News, MSNBC, everybody in the world watching. Oh, we thought he was going to save the world. We thought he was the greatest leader ever. And now he's dead, and his eyes are going to open. He's going to set up out of that casket to mock the resurrection of Christ. He's the Antichrist. He's a counterfeit of Jesus Christ. So, and I don't know that's going to happen. Just bear with me for a minute. And let's just say that he sets up out of that casket, and the Bible says all the world wonders after him. And they worship him. Let me tell you, if a man got up out of the casket like John F. Kennedy or Martin Luther King, one of them guys, if they'd have stood up out of that casket and started, but you talk about worship, people would worship them. And that's exactly what he's going to do with that wound to the eye. Now, let's we don't have time to get all of them. He's going to have power over everybody. Verse 7. Now look at verse number 13. 13:13. Watch out for your 13s. 13 in the Bible represents rebellion. Just like the number 7 represents completion, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the whole week, notes on the musical scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, all, it represents completion. 8 represents new beginning. The number 13 represents rebellion all the way through the Bible. The first time the number 13 is mentioned is back in Genesis, and it's called the law of first mention. And it said they served Chedorlaomer 12 years, and in the 13th year, they rebelled. Think about that. First time it's ever mentioned. That's called the law of first mention. And many times, something, the first time it's mentioned in the Bible sets a precedent for how it is all through history. Like the word beer, for example. Every convenience store in Morgan, and ain't none of them know where the word beer comes from. It comes back over there in the Old Testament where it said it went from the beer, it means a well. A well. Somebody said they could drink a well dry. That's where it comes from. Now, so tonight, let's look at verse 13. He doeth great wonders, so that he make a fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Then the UFOs are coming. And in the sight of men, and people are going to believe we were actually planted here by a super race from out yonder somewhere on another planet. If you don't believe it, check out the Discovery Channel, the History Channel. Every night they're airing these things on ancient aliens and some other race has been here before and they're coming back. Will they return? Yes, sir. They have been here before. Genesis 6, they are coming back. Revelation 13. And so they come back and they said they're going to cause fire to come down out of heaven. Verse 14. And it deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to him that dwell on the earth that they should make an image, we'll talk about that later, to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Verse 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak. We don't know if that's on a big screen, some big monster thing going to talk, the devil speaking through him. I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe worldwide satellite viewing. I don't know. And cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell. You can't get gas. You can't get your driver's license. You can't work a job. You can't do anything without the mark in your hand or in your forehead. Now, when I first started preaching, all the preachers preach, that's going to be some kind of stamp on your hand. It didn't say on your hand. It said in your hand. And we're going to show you tonight how close that computer chip is to being planted in the hand. They are right now, I'll show you in a minute, they are right now planting at Target, some of these major stores. Matter of fact, there's probably some in here tonight of credit cards with a computer chip in the card already. Has anybody seen them or got one? Raise your hand, please. I want you to look at that. Half the people in here tonight with a computer chip in the card. That computer chip has all your information on it. And eventually, we're headed to a cashless society, people. And eventually, you lay that thing down, pay for everything you buy, except there's one problem. Somebody could steal it. Or you could lose it. You know what the next step is? Put it in your skin. Put it in your skin. And they, but one thing stopping that from happening tonight, and that's that the church is still here, and the Spirit of God is still here. Buddy, when we're gone, son, all hell's gonna break loose down here on this earth. That's why you better be saved. You better know you're saved. Good times are ahead for the children of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm a Christian tonight. Amen. Looky here. Here's what he said. No man might buy or sell save he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Verse 18. That's 3 sixes. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, the Antichrist. And his number is 666. We have forgotten in this country that the Bible said, to whom much is forgiven, given, much is be required. We have stubbornly set our course. We have determined to live as we please and not as God, what God said in the Bible. Our nation tonight is in big trouble with God. He is not going to let a country do what ours has done in the last few years and just turn His head. Never before in history has a nation got away with the way America is doing tonight. Our government has made decisions this summer. It's a lot worse world tomorrow, folks, than it was when y'all got out of school 3 months ago or 2 months ago. The world's got worse. And God's not going to just wink at it. He's going to smack it one of these days. And the wrath of God is coming on this earth. Now tonight, I've got a lot to show you, so we're going to move right along here in just a minute to the video portion of this message. And I'm going to go over some things with you tonight. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to stand up here just like a newscaster, and I'm going to report the news. I told you what the Bible said. Now I'm going to tell you what's going on in the world. You make up your mind if you think we're in the last days or not. You decide, brother. I'm telling you tonight, we are living in that time. There's no doubt about it. In Massachusetts, not long ago, an eight-year-old child was sent home and home from school and was told to go, or a certain school he was in, private school I think, and had to go under psychiatric evaluation because when they draw, he drew a picture of Jesus on the cross. That's the time that you and I are living in. Now, if he had drew a picture of the devil or a vampire or something that said, wow, what a great imagination that little kid's got. But because he drew a picture of Jesus on the cross, it caused a big stink. A federal judge in independent schools out in, I think it was out in Texas somewhere, ordered no prayer at graduation. A chaplain that worked for the state, I think of North Carolina actually, was fired recently from his job because he would not leave out "in Jesus' name" out of his prayers. So tonight, we're living in that time. There's no doubt about it. There's more crime, there's more wickedness now than ever before. So you take a little journey with me tonight, and let's go through this. Make sure we're on the blue mic, and we'll take a little journey through here tonight. As soon as I get a picture, brother, you can go ahead with the lights, okay? Amen. Okay, here we go. Now you watch this carefully tonight, and I'm going to show you what the Bible says. Okay, get them all down. Perilous times are here. The Bible said there, over yonder in one place, He said that the day's going to come when they'll put you out of the synagogue. And He said the day's going to come when a person who kills you will think that they're doing God service. Will think that they're doing God service. Amen. Alright. Now you look at that. Is that happening tonight? It sure is. Just get them all, brother. Look, watch this tonight. Watch this video. We got the one way over on the far right.
The Christian Holocaust is in our day by day. It's getting worse and worse. More children are being beheaded.
You're startling me with the severity of what you're describing. You say they are beheading children?
They are systematically beheading children.
And to ISIS. ISIL is using social media to gain followers. Congressman Peter...
They said that ISIS now is systematically taking their swords and cutting Christians' heads off. That's in the Bible. That's in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. He said in the tribulation that if they didn't go along with the beast and his system, they'd have their heads cut off. Who would have believed that? Who would have believed that just a few years ago? I remember preaching that, and I thought, my goodness, you know, they don't do that no more, and they're doing it now. They're doing it now. So the Scripture is being fulfilled every single day, right in front of our very eyes tonight. Watch it.
Fled villages like.
Watch this. There's a Scripture I read to you a while ago. Microchips will be implanted into healthy people much sooner than you think. Now listen to this newscast about what and when is going on in this country. This country.
Birth control options with technology in women in 2016.
The device would cost around $1,000.
And a new credit card marked with a microchip. Credit card companies are making the move to protect all of us from hackers.
Well, credit card companies say that a microchip on your card is a better way to store your information and to keep you safe. A lot of these big name retailers are switching over to the microchip scanners.
You say you think most big all yet?
Well, I think they're switching over to it. I think it's going to be a process. I read something earlier tonight that said that credit card companies are telling stores to really get ready for this by the fall of 2015.
You hear what she said? You know when that is? That's next month. Said credit card companies are telling the big retailers, get ready for it by fall 2015. A process of switching over, of doing business with a computer chip in a card. Just one more step closer to Jesus coming back.
It said that credit card companies are telling stores to really get ready for this by the fall of 2015.
Watch this. You don't think that our young people tonight are being prepared? Watch how kids are being. Somebody's trying to get you ready for something, kids. Somebody's preparing the world for what's coming that I read to you in the Bible there just a minute ago. You'll see this sign right here. Let's see that sign, the 666. See them three sixes? See that? See them three sixes? And that sign there is universally used by the Illuminati, by the rap and music, rock and roll industry to prepare our young people to get used to the three sixes and darkness over the right eye. What's the dark right eye? There's the all-seeing eye in the pyramid. See that pyramid? That's what's on the back of your dollar bill, y'all. That's why the Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. It's in everything you see. That one eye, that Antichrist, will have a bad right eye. And one eye, that's the one-eyed cyclops in the old movies where it had one big eye in the center of its, the all-seeing eye. See the dark right eye? See the 666 sign? See the upside down cross in the 666? You think that's just an accident? You think that's just coincidence? Why is it all happening tonight? Look at this. See the upside down cross? Upside down cross. It says, Jesus saves, I spend. Now the most blasphemous thing you can do to the cross is turn it upside down and balk the cross of Calvary that Jesus died for our sins. Well, I'm telling you tonight, I'm glad, brother, that I got saved when I did, and I'm glad I know the truth of the Word of God here tonight. So look at that. In the right hand there, it says the end is near and the end is at hand. The end is at hand. The end is at hand. I'll show you that again in a minute. See that? That shirt says the end is at hand. You reckon they're getting that hand ready to put that chip? You say, preacher, I'd never fall for nothing like that. Yeah, I know. See, our eyes are open. We know what's going on. But see, we're getting ready to leave. And the rest of the world, they don't know nothing about the Bible. They will fall for it. As a matter of fact, they'll think it's great. As a matter of fact, there's millions of kids that would give anything for that shirt right there. They'd wear it at school tomorrow if they could. The world will eat it up, and all the world will worship the beast. Look at that. The end is at hand with the all-seeing eye right there inside that hand. Isn't that weird? See the pentagram. You think they won't take the mark? Look at the marks already that folks have on their bodies. You won't think they take the real thing? You better believe it, brother. This world is being prepared for the mark of the beast, the Antichrist that'll rule this world. As you here tonight, I'd get everybody I could save and live for God because Jesus is surely coming soon. Amen. All seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill. Masonic Lodge symbol, the wise old owl, the demonic symbol, the wise old owl. Listen to this guy talking about the satanic symbols in the hip-hop industry of how the people are in Satanism.
This, that, all of them. Watch the rappers, watch them folks. It's scary.
This is Beyonce's testimony. And I want you to listen to her testimony. She thinks that she has an alter ego. What they call an alter ego is when something from somewhere comes in you and energizes. Did you know that girl said that she is shy? Lord, she didn't look shy at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, did she? She said, I'm a shy person. She said, I'm scared to sing in front of anybody. But she said, I lifted up my hands and I felt something come into me. I'm going to tell you something. That wasn't Sasha Fierce. That was an evil spirit that the Bible talks about. Listen to what she says.
I lifted my hands up, and it was kind of the first time I felt something else come into me.
Do you hear that? I felt something else come into me.
I don't want much.
It's Nicki Minaj. She says that her alter ego, Roman, comes in there. Listen to me, kids. These people are not cute. These people are not cool. These people are not your friend. You say, but yeah, man, I like their music. Of course, the devil knows how to give you candy. The devil knows how to make you think everything's cool and everything's all right. But I'm telling you, there's poison in their doctrine. There's poison in their candy. And you'll wind up in a lake of fire with the devil and his angels forever and ever if you're not saved. Listen what she said. People conjured up her alter ego, Roman, and she can't get him to leave.
Eve, but he can't. He's here for a reason. People have brought him out. People conjured him up. Now he won't leave.
Oh my goodness. People conjured him up and now he won't leave. Here's two 12-year-old girls who took one of their friends out in the woods and stabbed her to death to please Slender Man. How many of you kids in here have heard of Slender Man? Would you raise your hand, please? Don't you look at that. All over the church. Slender Man. Slender Man is a mythological character who lives way out in the forest. And if you please Slender Man enough, he'll take you to live in his mansion with him. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You know what the devil is? He's a counterfeit. Jesus said, I'll go away and prepare a mansion for you, and you can come live with me forever. He's come. Listen what these girls did.
Lured a fellow classmate into the woods where they stabbed her 19 times, trying to sacrifice her to Slender Man, a mythological character found in amateur online horror stories, thinking that them and impress Slender Man, who would then invite the girls to come and live in his mansion.
There they are. 12 years old. When we went to school, the worst thing a 12-year-old would do would they'd come to school with their shirt not tucked in. We had to wear our shirt tails in public school. You think now they're getting their kids out, their friends out, and killing them in the woods, offering them to the devil. How many of you kids ever heard of Charlie Charlie? Would you raise your hand, please? Raise it real high. Look at that. Charlie Charlie. Raise your hand. Don't be afraid. We ain't going to fuss at you. Yet. Now listen. Charlie Charlie is where you take your pencils at school and you lay them this way and lay them that way. And then you say, oh, Charlie, Charlie, are you here? Oh, Charlie, Charlie, are you here? Chanting to a demon. And then your pencils start going crazy and answering questions like it's a Ouija board or something. You can ask it, what's going to happen? Or where's my mama going to die? Or something like that. And it'll tell you, it'll answer your questions. They're teaching them to communicate with spirits. There's stuff all over the internet about Charlie, Charlie. It's sweeping the country. Our kids are being lured into demonic while mom and daddy's asleep while mom and daddy is backslid. The devil coming in through the computer in the back bedroom, ruining our boys and girls before they ever have a chance to know what's right.
The girls are...
Watch this. Look at this.
Called
tonight.
Pretty
watch
reckless.
It, ladies and gentlemen,
seen here
watch it tonight.
Says...
Watch this. Satan loves me on his shirt with an upside down cross. The upside down cross, even in Spanish, mocking the Lord Jesus Christ. The upside down cross, there's Jesus, that's the new name that he made up to try, because he's jealous of the Lord Jesus and his power, and the Lord Jesus and his glory tonight. Look at that. 666. Flight 666. Satan's child with the three sixes. I just read it to you in the Bible just a minute ago. I'm showing you where it's being fulfilled right in front of our very eyes tonight. 3-6 Mafia. Watch it this evening. The three sixes. Satan, 666, on his back as he performs in front of that crowd. Can you see the devil getting a generation ready to accept that mark that I read to y'all about? You say, oh, people never do that. You're forgetting one thing. The Bible said when we're gone, when the rapture comes, the Lord going to be sent strong delusion. You ever read that scripture? And that strong delusion come, they'll swallow it hook, line, and sinker. They'll follow it. Listen, these kids will do it tonight. There's kids would have 666 planted in their forehead tonight and be proud of it all over this country. I believe the Lord's coming. I believe we're not in the last days. We're in the last hours. We're in the last minute. Jesus could come tonight. Glory to God. That trumpet could sound tonight. And me and you can leave out of here. Hallelujah. And He's liable to come before I get through preaching tonight. You might, hey, wouldn't that be a blessing, kids? We wouldn't even have to go to school tomorrow. Say amen right there. I'd rather go to heaven than school, wouldn't you? Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. We don't ever know how long we've got. Watch this. See the 666 sign? 666 sign? Weird, huh? Beer at a brewery. 666 sign on VH1. Even in Walt Disney. Now the Bible says that's the Antichrist there. Look at that scripture there. Zechariah 11:7. It said the sword will be upon his right arm and his right eye will be darkened. The Antichrist's right eye is darkened. Isn't that a strange scripture? The Antichrist's right eye. Do you think that nut knows Zechariah chapter 11? I doubt it. That's Marilyn Manson. That when I first heard that, I said, Marilyn Manson, is that a boy? And when I was up in Ohio preaching, I was up in Canton, Ohio. And this guy took me, he said, you know Marilyn Manson's from this town, don't you, preacher? And I said, no, I did not know that. He said, I'm going to take you and show you where he grew up. And we rode through a community, nice little house, and got the school annual out and showed me his picture. It looked like any one of these little boys here tonight in the 6th and 7th grade. That's what happened when the devil got a hold of it. The dark right eye. There's a spirit makes him do that. It's coming! It's coming! I'm telling you tonight! It's coming. It's coming tonight, folks. Look at that. That's Anton LaVey, the pastor of the First Church of Satan. There's the Jesus Saves sign.
Imagery.
Watch it tonight. Look at the dark right eye. The dark right eye. We're talking about a conspiracy now.
What we're waging is a cultural war right now. Rising the media against itself. It's triple onto right now. We're doing nearly the puppet show of human beings. And we interested in the beings for our own purposes. We are in control of life. We have no concern for the homeless, particularly. We don't have any concern in helping people. As Adolf Hitler, humanism, the idea of equality, all of this an evolution. End of the old order, an end of the old world, and the beginning of
the new world. See the Ouija board with the sign there? Look at the cartoon. Even little children are being groomed. Somebody getting you ready for something, kids. See this pyramid? This is an old Tom and Jerry cartoon from a long time ago. You see the little snakes, serpents here, and the one eye on top of the pyramid, the satanic pyramid, and that thing lights up, and it means Satan has come into the room, and they bow down and worship him in a cartoon. Look at it in cartoon. Isn't that sort of weird? That thing pops up like that? Weird, huh? Reckon that's an accident?
Weird, and sounding a little...
Now listen to Lady Doo-Doo here. You're going to hear her as she says, "I swear to Lucifer." Twice. I'll let you hear it twice. This is her God.
Strange, and I'm like, if you don't get this right now, I swear to Lucifer, I'm gonna.
Let's hear it again.
And I'm like, if you don't get this right now, I swear to Lucifer, I'm gonna. You know, I get a little bit.
Sleep in the room.
And on TV, swearing to Lucifer.
Tortured by demons.
Satan.
Is that something?
Rise against nations.
Well, let's think about the other scripture tonight. Let's move on to another subject. Nation shall rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. Jesus said there'd be war. Wouldn't you think after 6,000 years, people could get along with each other and peace would come? That's what the world thinks. That's what the leaders think. But instead, it's worse and worse and worse. Watch it tonight. We're not getting more peace. We're getting more and more war as the world gets worse and closer to Jesus coming back. Watch it this evening.
But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn me. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. First with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Lord have mercy.
And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the
dark is lit up tonight.
Look at that. Golf ball size hailstorm.
Texas, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, and to the north.
You think God's not trying to talk to us?
Rains wiping out roads, triggering.
You reckon the Lord's trying to warn us of something?
Up to a foot in parts of the state of Minnesota.
Here in downtown, half inch.
Not unusual in
Argentina
at this time of year, but it's full.
All this you're getting ready to see right now has just been in the last year. Hurricanes, earthquakes. The Bible says in divers places. Strange sights in the sky. The earth opening her mouth and swallowing them. Cows, all these cows just suddenly fell over dead in a lightning storm for an unknown reason. And they just dug a hole and buried them. Nicaragua back there in 2014 of April of last year. Look at that tonight. Way up on the Richter scale. Fish just dying by the millions. For no reason at all. Pestilences. Earthquakes. In divers places. Strange things going on. God's trying to tell us something. God's trying to say repent. God's trying to say get right with me. Mom and daddy, get your heart right. Husbands and wives, get your heart right. Live right. Serve God. Quit your partying. Quit your drinking. Quit your doping. Serve God. Do right. We're running out of time, people. Running out of time. Running out of time.
Australia was truly active for the past 7 days, more than 17...
8.2. 5.1. even right there in the newsroom.
Breaking news out of California, the 5.1 magnitude earth entered in northern Orange County with more than 20 aftershocks.
This quake comes less than 2 weeks after...
Did you know that earthquakes
during the so-called St. Patrick's Day shaker
are one of the strongest warnings Jesus is coming?
Particularly worried.
And it's coming. And bigger, worse ones are coming. And you're going to hear a man say here in just a second, he said a big one's getting ready to hit California. He said it's a 100% chance. It ain't if, it's when. It's when. Preacher, don't tell you're a prophet of gloom. No, no, you're looking at it wrong. I'm a prophet of glory. We're getting ready to leave and all our problems going to be over with. But down here, brother, heavy, heavy doesn't hang over your head if you ain't right with God. 7.5. In northern Chile. You see, all they talk about on the news is Donald Trump's hairdo. And all the real news is being just overlooked. All the bad stuff. This is just in the last few months, people. 6.0. The signs are being fulfilled. And we're worried about Donald's hair. Somebody said old Donald might be the last Trump. I don't know. If he is, we might be getting ready to leave. But look at here tonight.
With a preliminary magnitude of 5.6.
In the islands of Greece. Solomon Islands, 7.6.
Tsunami warning. Damage from an earthquake.
Nicaragua, 6.6 on the Richter scale.
Friday.
All this just in the last year.
Families there to celebrate Easter.
Mexico.
Sound the alarms 200 miles away. People scurrying out of their buildings.
Earthquakes in Greece.
Scientists say most of these quakes are not related to one another. There's a 100% chance of a major California earthquake eventually. California is overdue.
U.S. Jeopardy off Papua.
New Guinea, 7.5.
Preliminary magnitude of 7.8.
State. The magnitude 6.7 earthquake shook near Portland.
Vancouver, 6.7.
4.2 aftershocks.
Registering.
South Australia, 4.7.
Quakes were felt far and wide as tornadoes wiped out entire neighborhoods in Arkansas.
You think God might be reaching out and shaking this world? You might think He's saying, please, please, repent.
Opens up right in the middle of traffic. It was 21 feet across.
Floods out in the desert. Isn't that a strange thing? Biblical floods in Israel. In the desert where it don't never rain. And us that read the Bible know that God said during the millennial reign, the desert shall blossom like a rose. That's fulfilling Scripture, people. You want a sign? There it is. Just, well, why don't God show us something? He's shaking the whole world saying, get right with me. And people won't listen. Good night in the morning. What is He going to have to do? Come to Him tonight. Get your heart right. You know what's wrong with some of you people? I'm going to tell you what's wrong with a lot of you adults in here right now. You are so brainwashed by that TV and the world you live in and the internet and your telephone and the computer all the time that you can't even see God speaking to us right in front of our faces. I'm telling you tonight it's time to run to the altar and get right with God and serve the Lord. Get in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Sunday school, soul winning, bus ministry. Do something for God. Why we got to change. Do something for God while we got to change. There's your scripture fulfilled. That was last year. Fires out of control. 50,000 square feet down there in Florida just disappeared. Look at it tonight.
That's right, Mike. The city county building was closed today, which means...
What do we do? Do we repent? No. Our government says, like it or not, same-sex marriages are legal. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when it's something they don't want, they'll get on TV and say, well, the majority of Americans don't want this, the majority of Americans. I got news for you, buddy. The majority of Americans don't want that. We didn't get no vote. How come we don't get a vote? Why did we? Listen, brother, let's vote on it. Let's let the majority speak. They don't care about what the majority. The devil's pushing his agenda right down our throats. I'm going to tell you tonight, some of these kids, they're going to hear it, they're going to hear it, they're going to hear it. Every one of you mamas, if you got a little boy, let him be a little boy. Let him play out in the yard and get dirty. Let him get a tick in his ear once in a while. Let him get his fingernails dirty. You got a little girl, let her be a girl. Dress her like a little girl. Help her act like a little girl. The spirit of sodomy is sweeping our nation tonight. In another 10 years, If your kids are not bisexual, they'll laugh at them. In another 10 years, mark my word, they'll laugh at them. Make fun of them. We have no idea how bad this world's got tonight. You watch this evening. Watch the British Awards. You know, it starts over there in Britain, jumps to California, and then works its way back to us.
Tomorrow morning will be the first opportunity that same-sex couples have to come here and apply for a marriage license. And we met many couples tonight at the rally in Shadyside.
You say, well, Brother Danny, didn't that somebody's option to do what it sure is? You can do whatever you want to. God ain't going to stop you from sinning. But you ain't going to stop God from knocking your brains out one of these days neither. There's a payday coming. There's payday someday. Watch it.
A lot of them plan to do. Krause told the crowd to rock the marriage license counter the next few days. He also mentioned he's...
Here's the senators and congressmen, all that, getting ready to propose to each other.
Then he put Councilman Corey O'Connor on the spot.
Councilman.
Proposal came later.
Because of the day and because of the location, I thought this...
Now, who would have thought we'd have seen our councilmen up proposing to each other in front of people? Honest to Lord, people. I'd have never believed we'd see that. And you know who the bad people are? People like me that say something about it. We're the criminals. We're the awful. We're the haters. We don't hate nobody. We just hate what God hates. Sin. Sin. Murder's a sin. Adultery's a sin. Amen? Look at this. This is the awards in Britain. What are they cheering for? That. Won the award. What in the world is that?
All I do this night is dedicated to everyone who believes in a future of peace and freedom.
Listen to that crowd! You think the world ain't changed? You know what would have happened if that happened 50 years ago? They wouldn't have been out there screaming and hollering. Maybe a different way.
You know who you are. Know who you are.
It's Sodom! Sodom is back on us!
We are unity, and we are unstoppable.
I'm going to listen to y'all, church. Y'all going to back me up, ain't you? Y'all are going to stand with me, ain't you? I'm standing for what the Bible says. I'm standing for what's right. We may go to jail for that before it's over with. But we cannot go against what God said in His Word. He said it is an abomination. You say, well, this makes me nervous. Brother, you're going to get a lot more nervous than this. I mean, we're just coming down to the wire. The Lord's coming back. There's a battle raging for our soul of our boys and girls. This ain't a game. This ain't a recreation room. This is war for the kids' souls here tonight. Look what the announcer said the next day on TV.
Is it just between Conchita and Michael Sam? Did the whole world feel like it became a better place to live in the last 24 hours?
He said the world became a better place. That's how perverted the minds of people are.
Besides that, you know, I'm a member of the gay community and our stories are similar. Over the years, I tried to fit in.
You think the world ain't changed in the last 75 years? You know how people got around 2,000 years ago? Horse and buggy or walked. You know how they got around 3,000 years ago? Horse, buggy, or walked. There's been 60 centuries of humans on this earth, and 59 of them rode a horse, a camel, or walked. Just this generation, we went from this to this. In one generation. Kanye West has Jesus walk and gets down, has Jesus get on the stage with him and gets down in front of him, and he thinks he's possessed and pulls demons out of his body, and now he's called himself Jesus, saying, I am a God. got news for you kids. Listen, don't get mad at me. I love you. I'm Brother Danny, your preacher. If you got that trash music in your house, go home and throw it out. And you mom and daddy, if they ain't got the nerve, daddy do it. You're the man of the house. Throw it in the trash can. Back when I got saved, when everybody got saved, they used to have big old barrels and burn the rock. You don't ever hear churches doing that no more. You know why? We think it's all right. And it's 1,000 times worse now than it was back 30 years ago. Boy, I'm telling you, there's something you saying. Boy, I tell you, I don't like what you're saying. Yeah, I know. You ain't coming back. That's why I'm going to get you while you're here. I'll load your wagon up tonight and give you a full load. The little Catholic school kids going to hell in a mockery of the Lord. Isn't that funny? Making a joke, make the priest the devil. A little truth in that. Look at that. Watch this tonight. Listen what this man says. Not the Illuminati.
Illuminati, there is a certain level that you get at.
Hear what he said. There's a certain level that you get at as a hip-hop, rapper, or athlete. When you make so much money, they approach you to become in the Illuminati, and you have to walk through a door. And he's not going to say what that door is. Some say it's the guy with the homosexuality and all kind of other stuff. But listen what he says. To be really rich, here's what you do.
That you can't go no further. And I'll leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? There's a certain level that you get to. That there's a door that you have to walk through. And it's on you to walk through that door. Once you walk through that door, it's no coming back.
There ain't no coming back. Well, you make that deal with Satan and you give him your soul. I begged the Lord all evening to fall in our church. If y'all know how burdened I was for you. I laid on my face this evening in the closet and I said, "Dear God, please. Speak to our young people. Be real to them, Lord. It's the only hope we got, y'all. Old time religion. Being right with God."
Into our church.
Here's a church up at North having Harry Potter Day. Isn't that something? What a ministry. Harry Potter is witchcraft 101.
I don't go to church. I've been here for 6 times, and every time there's something different.
It doesn't feel like we're being recruited.
It's because you're not.
Welcomed.
I'm Reverend Dr. Susan Yadick-Glidden.
There's Reverend Dr. Susan, the pastor.
Of Quincy Community United Methodist Church here in Quincy, Massachusetts. And we are having our 7th annual Harry Potter extravaganza.
Get away. Now look here. You want to see how the world feels about what I'm doing tonight? Watch this the next couple of minutes. These are men out street preaching up north, and you'll see a witch come to them preaching and mock them, and the witch says, "Don't you touch, you don't know the power I've got. I'll kill you or whatever. Don't talk to my children."
Listen to me. Repent of your sins, because we all sin. And said, "Lord, but I just..."
Watch her mock him. I don't know what that is.
Jesus done for me. He saved me. What did I believe to get me to heaven? I've been on a...
Thank God the old boy got enough guts to get out there and tell the story. Amen.
The Calvary. And Jesus Christ died for my sin. He bled for my
hey,
sin.
Amen.
Blood washed my sins away. And through the dead and the burial and the resurrection, Jesus alive. He raised my God got saved to go out and preach the gospel.
Watch him mock him. Mock him. Them demons can't stand that. Listen to him cheer when he hushes. "Do not talk to my children." She said, "You don't want to feel my wrath." It's a devil speaking through her. See, the devil's a big bluff. Look at this young man. You young men want to be tough? There's your buddy, a young man to pattern your life after. Any little old sissy can try to be a rapper or a rocker. Here's a young man with some guts, buddy.
He had everything this world could offer him.
Look at that. What in the world? The Lord said, as I live, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Look at this tonight.
Before God.
Shut up!
Before it's too late.
Shut it!
We can all be saved tonight. And I pray
that poor little old girl, you know whose fault that is? Some mama. Some mama that never took her to a Bible-believing church where she knew what preaching was. And that poor little kid at 10 or 11 years old is full of the devil.
Turn and repent before it's too late. Turn from your sin. What is sin? Well, God gave His commandments so that we could see our sin.
Listen, before I got saved, there's an old preacher used to preach over at the flea market up there in Marion. He'd get red in the face and preach. I was scared to death to have done anything like that. And I wasn't even saved. We have no respect anymore for God or the Bible. They've been taught that.
And see, because of our sin, that we need to turn to God.
Pie holes should be quiet.
We need to turn to God before it's too late, just like the rich man. The rich man didn't turn to God, and it was too late for him when he stood before God in heaven.
He wants to hear you.
And in hell, he lifts up his eyes. Don't think that your own good works will get you to heaven. Nothing will get us to heaven but Jesus.
Watch your spit on him. Hit him.
You need to believe on the Lord.
In Asheville, they spit on the preachers over there preaching at Bell Share. A friend of mine called me and said, Brother Danny, there's some preachers out here preaching and spitting on them. If there had been a group of preachers spit on a group of homosexuals, they'd have been on every TV station in America and been in jail for a hate crime. And I don't think you should do that. It's wrong. But where are these people's protection? Where's the ACLU, brother? Where's the lawyers? Where's the equal right? Listen, I'm telling you, we're in a messed up world, people. And it's getting worse.
That's your only hope. Your only hope is Christ. Your only hope is Christ.
The Holy Spirit.
Tall, pure granite monument used to look like
the Ten Commandments.
Found it
today. Run a car over
him. A man turned himself in, confessing to the crime. But here's the
thing. That's what the world's doing tonight, kids. That's what they're doing at the concert. Run! Haul it into the pit or die without God. That's what will happen to you if you follow them. There's a hell. There's a hell tonight. Just like God said in the Bible. There's a hell. There's a heaven. You'll fall into hell if you're not saved. You'll die without God and burn forever and ever if you're not saved. That's what the book says. You'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's what the old book says. Now you watch it tonight. These shall go away in everlasting punishment. You could die right now. There's no second chance. When you die, you don't get to come back and try it again. Any one of us here tonight could die on our way home. You'll see some people die right now and go into eternity or the vehicle that they're in. Happens every minute on our highways. Every moment in this country. You say, preacher, that's scary. It's reality. We're going to die one day. You hear me tonight? Eternity is long. Hell is hot. Heaven is sweet. Let's turn to Jesus while we still have a chance before He comes one of these days. That's what it'd be like to die without God. That's why He died on the cross. That's why He gave His life on Calvary. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. The emblem suffering and shame. Young people tonight, Christ died for our sins. She's playing softly tonight. I want you to look at what He did for you. He did this for Kanye West. He did it for Madonna. He did that for Prince. He did that for Mick Jagger. He did it for LeBron James. He did it for Troy Aikman. He did it for Dr. Phil, Bill O'Reilly. He did it for Miley Cyrus. He did that for Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan. Jesus let His blood shed on the cross. The old cross hit the ground. Thank God He paid for our sins. Praise His holy name. Young people, you've got a privilege like no other generation of young people has ever had. And that is standing up for Jesus in the last days. You can go to school and be a good, solid one, just like Brother Mike said. Make up your mind tonight. I'm going to be on the Lord's side. If you're a teenager here tonight, get in this altar and say, God, I'm going to tell You right now, Lord, I'm going to live for You at school this year and at home and everywhere. It's not worth it. You say, well, I want to be popular. Being popular ain't going to matter one of these days. Being right is what's going to matter. If you're here this evening, you've never been saved. You don't want to go to hell. You don't want to go to hell. You want to get saved and go to heaven when you leave this world. You don't want to die without God and go to hell. I don't know about you tonight, young people. I'd get in this altar tonight and I'd make my way down here and I'd get my heart right. I wouldn't wait on somebody else. I'd just come on. Just come on right now. Just get up and come on right now. And let's do business with God. Parents and mamas and daddies, and just obey the Lord. Come on right now. Let's just obey God this evening. Let's just obey the Lord. Amen. Come on. I'd rededicate your life. Come on, girls. That's right. Be a teenager that'll stand for something. Be somebody that'll make your life count for the glory of God. Amen. We'll sing in a minute. Y'all come on. Just get up and come. Come on, boys. Come on, girls. Maybe somebody over here needs prayer tonight. Maybe some of these girls need to get saved tonight. Somebody pray with these. Some of you ladies pray with these girls right over here that come on our buses. Let's obey God this evening. Maybe you're a parent here tonight. You've been dilly-dallying around, playing church, and you need to get down here tonight and get your heart right. Come on. Come on right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't say no. If you feel the least little bit of pull and conviction, you come. Let's all stand tonight. Everyone's standing. Let's obey God. Let's get out of our seats. Let's do something for God tonight. Let's make a stand. Our Heavenly Father, I beg You. I beg You in Jesus' name. Fall on somebody tonight. Fall on somebody tonight. Oh God, fall on this place tonight. That's good. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, God, for what You've done. Now, God, do something here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. And for His sake. Amen. Let's sing, brother. Let's sing. Everybody sing now. Just come on tonight.